All right, let's dive into something I think a lot of our listeners have probably daydreamed about at some point. Escaping to the Turkish coast.
Ah, yeah, the turquoise coast. Sun, warm breezes, clear blue water.
Exactly. And specifically, we're going to break down this Phthiai to Olympos Blue Cruise itinerary and guide.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, so the goal here is to figure out, is this trip the dream Turkish adventure for you, our listener?
Right, because it's one thing to see those gorgeous photos online, but actually figuring out the logistics and you know what to expect, that's a whole other thing.
For sure. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the scene a little bit. What exactly is a Blue Cruise?
Well, imagine yourself on a traditional Turkish gullet. It's a wooden yacht, handcrafted,
Oh,
beautiful,
okay. I'm
and
picturing it, like not a giant cruise ship.
no, much more intimate. And you're sailing along this stunning coastline, stopping at hidden coves, ancient ruins, all sorts of amazing places.
Okay, the gullet part already sounds amazing. But big picture, what does this specific itinerary look like? How long is it?
So this is a 4-day, 3-night journey, and it's designed to give you a taste of everything. Relaxation, adventure, history, you name it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Walk me through it. What are the highlights of each day?
All right, so day one, we start in Phthiai Harbor, which is already a bustling, vibrant place.
I can imagine.
And from there, you set sail for Butterfly Valley.
Butterfly Valley. Okay, what's that all about?
So it's this hidden paradise known for its incredible ecosystem, lush greenery, turquoise waters. It's really a nature lover's dream.
Sounds beautiful. But I'm not just going to lay on the beach all day, though I could. What else is there to do in Butterfly Valley?
Well, if you're feeling adventurous, there's a hiking trail that leads to a secluded waterfall.
Ooh, a waterfall. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous. And of course, you can swim in the crystal clear waters or just relax on the beach if that's more your style.
Okay, I'm definitely packing my hiking boots. So, after Butterfly Valley, where to?
Next, you cruise to Alludinus, which is home to the famous Blue Lagoon.
Oh, the Blue Lagoon. I've seen photos. It's that incredible turquoise water.
Exactly. It's as beautiful as it looks in the pictures. And while you're there, you could even go paragliding.
Wait, paragliding over the Blue Lagoon? That's a thing.
It is. They say the views are absolutely breathtaking. Of course, you can also just chill on the beach or go for a swim if heights aren't your thing.
Okay, I might have to face my fears for that view. So, what's the last stop on day one?
To end the day, you visit St. Nicholas Island. You get to explore these ancient Byzantine ruins as the sun sets.
Wow, what a way to end the day. History, India, sunset view.
Exactly. That perfect blend.
So day one sounds pretty jam-packed. I'm already exhausted just thinking about it. How does day two compare? Is it more relaxed?
It starts off pretty relaxed. You wake up and dive straight into the refreshing waters of Aquarium Bay.
Okay, before we move on, I have a question about sleeping arrangements on the gullet. Because they mentioned you can sleep under the stars on deck, which sounds amazing, but how comfortable is it really? What about bugs and stuff?
Yeah, that's a good point. It really depends on the person, how comfortable you are with, a more rustic setup.
Right.
They do provide mattresses and blankets, but obviously it's not like a luxury hotel bed.
Of course.
And as for bugs, it's probably a good idea to bring some insect repellent, just in case.
Good to know. So after that morning swim in Aquarium Bay, where does the gullet take us?
Next stop is the town of Kosh.
Kosh. Okay. Tell me about it.
So Kosh is really unique. It's known for its artistic vibe. Lots of artists live there, so you find these amazing handcrafted souvenirs, not the typical touristy
Oh,
stuff.
I love that. So it's more like one-of-a-kind treasures.
Exactly. And the atmosphere is super laid back, bohemian. You can wander through the streets, sip Turkish coffee at a local cafe, really soak it all in.
I'm already picturing myself wandering through those charming shops. You mentioned scuba diving earlier. Is that an option in Kosh?
Absolutely. Kosh is actually renowned for its diving sites. If you're certified, you can explore the underwater world of the Mediterranean, see all sorts of marine life, even shipwrecks.
Oh, wow. Shipwrecks. So you said certified, so I'm guessing this isn't for beginners.
Right, you need to have your scuba diving certification to participate. But even if you don't dive, there's plenty to do in Kosh. Swimming, sunbathing, just relaxing on the gillet.
Sounds amazing. Okay, before we move on to day three, let's talk a bit more about these gullets. For someone who's picturing themselves on this trip, what can they expect in terms of accommodation?
Well, like I said, these are traditional Turkish gullets, so they have a lot of character. Think boutique hotel on the water rather than a giant cruise ship.
Okay, I like the boutique hotel vibe.
Yeah.
But practically speaking, what are the cabins like? Do they have private bathrooms?
Yes. All cabins have private bathrooms. You get assigned either a twin, double, or triple layout when you arrive, depending on your group size.
Okay, good to know. And what about things like food and drinks? What's included in the price?
All your meals are included, and the sources rave about the food. Lots of fresh local ingredients, traditional Turkish dishes, and apparently the nightly barbecues are a real highlight.
Okay, nightly barbecues on a gullet. Sign me up. So is there like a dress code for dinner, or is it more casual?
Very casual. Comfortable clothes, swimwear, that kind of thing. No need to pack your fancy clothes.
Perfect. So now that we've covered some of the practicalities, I'm dying to hear about day three. What adventures are in store?
Day three takes you to the Kakova region, which is known for its mysterious and intriguing atmosphere.
Ooh, mysterious and intriguing. I like it. What's first on the agenda?
The Sunken City. It's an ancient Lycian settlement that's partially submerged underwater.
A sunken city. That's incredible. Do we get to swim around and explore it?
Actually, to protect this historical site, swimming and diving are prohibited in the Sunken City. But you get amazing views from the deck of the gullet.
Okay, no mermaid adventures for me, but just seeing a sunken city from the gullet sounds pretty epic. What's next on the day three itinerary?
After the Sunken City, you'll visit Samina Village, a charming little village that's only accessible by sea.
Only by sea. Okay, now I'm picturing a super quaint, secluded place.
It is. No cars, no crowds, just cobblestone streets and traditional stone houses. It's like stepping back in time.
I love it. But is there anything to actually do in Samina, or is it more about just soaking up the atmosphere?
Oh, there's plenty to do. You can wander through the village, visit ancient Lycian tombs, and even hike up to the ruins of a crusader castle.
A crusader castle. Now, that sounds interesting. Tell me more about that hike. Is it difficult? What kind of views are we talking about?
It's a pretty easy hike. Only takes about 15, 20 minutes. And the views from the top are supposed to be incredible. You can see the whole village, the bay, the coastline. It's a must-do for those panoramic photos.
All right, I'm adding hike to Crusader Castle to my to-do list. What's next after we've explored Samina?
Well, to end day three on a high note, you visit Smuggler's Inn in Gokaya Bay.
Smuggler's Inn, okay. That name sounds intriguing.
It is. It's built right into the cliffs overlooking the bay with terraces that offer these stunning sunset views.
Wow. So it's like a hidden gem.
Exactly. The perfect spot to unwind with a drink and watch the sun go down.
You had me at sunset views.
Yeah.
And you said it's in Gokaya Bay. Is that where the gullet anchors for the night?
Yes. Gokaya Bay is known for its peaceful atmosphere and beautiful scenery. It's the perfect place to enjoy a quiet evening on the gullet, maybe have a barbecue dinner under the stars.
Okay, barbecue dinner under the stars in Gokaya Bay after exploring a crusader castle and a sunken city. I'm liking day three more and more.
It's a good one.
So what about the final day of the cruise? How does day four compare?
Well, you start the day with one last swim in the Mediterranean, enjoy breakfast on deck, soak up those final moments of the gullet experience, and then you make a stop at the Pirate's Cave.
Pirate's Cave. Okay, now you're really speaking my language. Tell me, was it actually a hideout for pirates?
Well, the legend says that pirates used to hide their treasure there.
No way.
Whether it's true or not, it's a fascinating place to explore. The cave's quite large, and you can swim inside to check out the rock formations.
I'm already picturing myself channeling my inner pirate. And after our pirate adventure, where does the journey end?
You disembark at Demres Chayaza Harbor. From there, you can arrange transfers to Olympos or other destinations.
Okay, before we get into those transfer details, I think it's important to talk about expectations. You know, making sure people know what they're getting into before they book this trip. What did our sources say about that?
Right. Setting realistic expectations is key. One thing they emphasize is that this is an independent exploration experience, meaning there's no onboard guide to explain everything or give you a history lesson.
Got it. So if someone wants a guided tour, this isn't the trip for them.
Exactly. This is more for people who like to explore at their own pace, do their own research, and really create their own adventure.
I can see the appeal in that. What else should potential cruisers be aware of?
Well, the itinerary is subject to change, especially depending on the weather. And there are no refunds for weather-related changes, so flexibility is key.
Right. Mother Nature's in charge.
Exactly. And another thing to keep in mind is that these are traditional wooden gullets. They're charming, but they're not luxury cruise ships. They only have AC for a few hours a day.
Okay, so it's more about the authentic experience than about five-star luxury.
Exactly. It's about embracing the rustic charm. And hey, you can always sleep under the stars on deck if the cabin gets too warm.
True. You mentioned earlier that this cruise attracts a certain type of traveler. What did the sources say about that? Who would this trip be ideal for?
They really emphasize the importance of matching guests with like-minded travelers. They actually offer different cruise types, mixed-age cruises and youth cruises specifically for 18 to 39-year-olds.
Ah, so you want a party boat atmosphere, the youth cruise is the way to go.
Exactly. And for those who prefer a more diverse group, the mixed-age cruise is a good option.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned food earlier, and I'm curious, did the sources mention anything specific about the cuisine? Any must-try dishes?
Oh, yes. They talked a lot about showcasing traditional Turkish flavors and using fresh, local ingredients. They specifically mentioned mezes, which are like Turkish tapas.
Mezes. Oh, I love mez. Like little plates of deliciousness to share.
Exactly. Lots of dips, salads, savory pastries, all those good things.
Okay, I'm officially hungry now. Mm. All this talk of food makes me wonder about the overall value. Is this cruise worth the price?
Well, the sources stress that there are no hidden fees, no surprise charges.
Okay, so no sticker shock at the end.
Exactly. What you see is what you get.
That's always a good thing. Now, you mentioned earlier that the cruise ends in Demre's Kayaza Harbor. What are the options for getting to Olympos or other destinations from there?
Right. So for Fethiye, there's no hotel pickup. You'll get meeting details with your e-ticket. For Olympos, they pick you up from hotels in Olympos, but not from Çıralı or Antalya. And for Demre, the meeting point is at the bus station at noon.
Okay, so it's good to be aware of those logistics when you're planning your trip.
Absolutely. And they do offer optional paid transfers if you need more flexibility.
Good to know. Did they mention anything about additional services or support they offer? You know, beyond just the cruise itself.
Yes, they do. They can help with airport transfers, hotel bookings, even tours in other parts of Turkey.
Wow, so they can basically plan your whole Turkish adventure for you.
Pretty much. They want to be your one-stop shop for all things Turkey.
That's pretty convenient.
Yeah.
So we've covered the itinerary, the practicalities, the company's approach, the works. What stands out to you most about this particular Blue Cruise?
You know, I think it's the variety they managed to pack into just 4 days. You get history, nature, charming towns, the unique experience of sailing on a gullet, all while connecting with other travelers.
I agree. It's like a chance to disconnect from the everyday and reconnect with yourself and the beauty around you.
Absolutely. It's an experience, not just a vacation.
I love that. But we're not done yet. There's more to uncover about this Blue Cruise experience, particularly about the company behind it. Okay, so we were just talking about the company behind this Blue Cruise, the Other Tour.
Yeah, that name definitely piques my interest.
Right. It does make you wonder, what makes them the Other Tour? What did the sources say about their philosophy?
Well, they definitely want to set themselves apart from the typical mass market tours.
Okay, so not your average cookie cutter experience.
No, not at all. They focus on tailor-made experiences, giving you the freedom of independent travel, but with the support of experienced guides.
So it's like you get the best of both worlds, independence and guidance.
Exactly. And they really cater to travelers who are looking for something a little more, I guess you could say, authentic.
Authentic, yeah. Like really experiencing Turkey, not just seeing the tourist highlights.
Exactly. They want you to dive deep into the culture, connect with the local way of life.
Okay, I'm digging their vibe. Did they mention anything about their team, the people who actually make this happen?
Yeah, they talked a lot about their team's passion for Turkey and their dedication to providing top-notch service.
So you're not just dealing with some random tour operator. You're dealing with people who really care about this country.
Exactly. And they're available 24/7 to help with anything you need, not just the cruise, but also travel arrangements in other parts of Turkey.
Wow. So it's like having a personal concierge for your whole trip.
Pretty much, which can be super helpful, especially if it's your first time in Turkey.
For sure. So if someone's listening to this and thinking, okay, this sounds amazing, but is it right for me? What would you say?
Good question. I think this Blue Cruise is perfect for someone who wants a good balance of structure and freedom. Someone who likes to explore on their own, but also enjoys the social aspect of traveling with a group.
Right, like you're not completely on your own, but you're not on a super rigid schedule either.
Exactly. And I think it appeals to people who are drawn to that traditional Turkish sailing experience, the idea of exploring hidden coves and ancient ruins, really immersing themselves in the culture.
Okay, so it's like an adventure, but a comfortable and supported one.
Exactly. It's a chance to step outside your comfort zone, but in a safe and enjoyable way.
I love that. So we've talked about the itinerary, the gullets, the company behind it all.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that really sticks out to you about this Blue Cruise? What makes it special?
You know, for me, it's the feeling it evokes. Like just imagining myself on that gullet, the wind in my hair, the sun on my skin, exploring these incredible places, connecting with people.
That sounds magical.
It does, doesn't it? It's like a chance to escape the everyday, to reconnect with yourself, to create memories that will last a lifetime.
Absolutely. And to experience a different way of life, a different pace.
Exactly. It's about slowing down, savoring the moment, appreciating the simple things.
I couldn't agree more. But hold on, we're not quite done yet. We need to wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts, some key takeaways for our listeners. All right, so where we left off, we were talking about how this blue cruise is like an escape, a chance to reconnect with yourself and experience a different pace of life.
Yeah, it's like hitting the reset button in the best way possible.
Exactly. Now, one thing we haven't touched on yet is what sets the Other Tour apart as a company. You know, what makes them unique?
Well, their name is The Other Tour, so they're clearly trying to differentiate themselves.
Right. The Other Tour. It definitely makes you curious.
It does. And from what the sources say, they really live up to that name. They offer something different from your typical big tour operators.
Okay. So what exactly is it that sets them apart?
They seem to be all about creating these really personalized, tailor-made experiences.
So it's not just about following a set itinerary. It's about actually experiencing Turkey in a more meaningful way.
Exactly. They give you the freedom to explore at your own pace, but with the support and knowledge of experienced guides.
So it's like having the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. You're not completely on your own, but you're not herded around like cattle either.
I like that. And did they say anything about who they cater to? Like what kind of traveler would be drawn to The Other Tour?
They definitely target people who are looking for something beyond the ordinary, people who want to delve deeper into the culture, connect with the local way of life.
So not your average tourist.
No, not at all. These are travelers who are curious, adventurous, open to new experiences.
They want to get off the beaten path.
Exactly. Discover the hidden gems, the places you wouldn't find in a typical guidebook.
Okay, I'm loving their approach. Now, did they talk about their team at all, the people who actually run these tours?
Oh, yeah. They emphasize their team's passion for Turkey, their dedication to providing exceptional service.
So you get the sense that they're not just in it for the money. They genuinely want to share their love of this country with others.
Absolutely. And they're available 24/7 to help with anything you need, not just the cruise, but also travel arrangements, hotel bookings, everything.
Wow. So it's like having a personal travel agent in your back pocket.
Pretty much. Which can be so valuable, especially if you're a first-time visitor to Turkey.
For sure. Okay, so we've talked about the itinerary, the gullets, the company, everything. But for our listener who's maybe thinking about booking this trip, what would you say? What's the one thing they should know?
I think it comes down to this. If you're looking for an escape that combines adventure, relaxation, and genuine cultural immersion, this blue cruise could be the perfect fit for you.
It's a chance to slow down, explore at your own pace, and discover the hidden treasures of the Turkish coast.
Exactly. And to connect with yourself, with nature, with a different way of life.
Beautifully said. I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about this Fethi to Olympos blue cruise.
I think so.
We've explored the itinerary, the practicalities, the company's philosophy, even the type of traveler who would most enjoy this experience.
It's been quite a journey, even just talking about it.
It has. So for our listeners who are ready to embark on their own Turkish adventure, we'll make sure to include all the relevant links and information in the show notes.
Definitely.
And until next time, happy travels, everyone.